This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Another sweeping cyber attack struck Ukrainian government websites Wednesday as the Pentagon said Russian forces are closing in on Ukraine's borders, readying to conduct military action at virtually any time. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby would not attribute the latest cyber attack to Russia, only saying that disruptions in cyberspace were of a Russian playbook. Kiev blamed Moscow for the cyber attacks, although Russia has denied any involvement. Kirby told reporters Wednesday that the Pentagon believes additional Russian military forces are moving into the Donetsk and Luhansk regions of Ukraine. He would not confirm specifics on the number of Russian troops that have moved into these two regions, and VOA has not independently confirmed the presence of additional Russian troops in Donbas. European leaders are expected to discuss Ukraine in a meeting late Thursday in Brussels. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Europe's moving quickly to decide next steps on Russia's moves on Ukraine. EU Council President Charles Michel says in his invitation letter to the 27 leaders that the use of force and coercion to change borders has no place in the 21st century, while German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has already planned to hold a 90-minute virtual meeting of a group of seven leaders on Thursday afternoon. That meeting was announced last week. Michel has praised the heads of state and government to ensure the adoption of sanctions against Russia and deter its suspected plans to invade Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And top U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday called Russian President Vladimir Putin's incursion into the occupied regions an assault on democracy. You're listening.